See, if one person out there gets a hold of this and then they spread it, I don't have to be here. I don't have to have a big channel ever again. I don't have to really have anything except for giving out the truth, because it will spread. Because once you send the truth out into the matrix, people, and it sets people free, sets the captives free, people will hang on to it. And they will spread it, because everybody wants to be free, right? Spiritually, especially. So, I must talk about this again. And I want you to remember, the dark side is not really real, because the devil's a defeated foe. Jesus rose again. You're sealed with the Holy Spirit. You're seated in the heavenlies. The dark side really has no power. The only reason the dark side has power is we give them some power. But even if we give them the power, they only have 33% of the power, because 66% is on the Roadrunner side, 33% is on the Wile E. Coyote. That's why they vampire off of each other. They really want to vampire off of you, but they have to pretend to be like you, right? They're not like you, but they pretend to be like you because they're trying to get a foot in, a toehold in to steal, kill, and destroy. Now, so they're going down. They're going down, and they know they're going down. You need to know they're going down, and you can't fix them. You can't rescue them. You can't fix them. You're not Jesus. You're not God. They have to run to God themselves. You can help them, but you got to help yourself first before you can help somebody else. You can love them, but you got to love yourself first before you love somebody else. If you put all, and this is especially for the men out there, because I know the battle. If the men just give up their whole, they just go all out for somebody, and they give up their own bank account, their own house, their own everything, do you know that you could be deceived by Delilah or Jezebel for years? For years. There's a lot of men and women who married a narcissist, and they stayed in a marriage for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and they didn't know they were married. They didn't even know what narcissism was, and they were stuck for all them years. And the narcissist was trying to kill them, probably, most likely. So here it goes. I've talked about this before. I'm going to spread it far and wide. I'm going to say it again. If you can get a hold of what I'm getting ready to say, you're going to get free. If you can grasp what I'm getting ready to say, you can get free. And actually, it's instantaneous. But it's a process. You have to digest it. You have to apply it. You have to walk it. You have to reapply it. And you have to keep applying it every day. So here it goes. There's an overarching pattern of victory. And that overarching pattern of victory happened at the cross. All patterns are from the cross. At the cross, you see the horror shows, the horror movies. You see the pain. You see the crying. You see the fear, the doubt, the worry, and all that in the horror shows. What happened at the cross? A horror show. God sent his son, and he had to go to the cross and take on. He had to become sin for you. What else happened at the cross? A love story. A love story. Now, Jesus went to the cross, and Jesus is God. He said, I am that I am. He was able to walk down here and not be swayed by the system. And if you watch the movie, if you watch that clip, I Pet Ghost, the first one, Jesus was on a boat, and he had his eyes covered. He wasn't distracted by all the distractions. And so he was able to navigate down here without the distractions. Because there's a lot of distractions. There's a lot of distractions. There's a lot of them. They're actually everywhere. It's not just Jezebel. It's not just Delilah. It's narcissists, psychopaths, sociopaths, the corporate, it's the music, the TV. It's the whole system. It's even built into your own body. your old Adamic nature. The distractions are built into your own self. I'm not saying you got to be perfect. This is not about being perfect. This is about overcoming. Because I know, I've talked to enough people in my life, and I still do every day. And I know what people are going through. They can look, on the outside, it looks all good and great, right? But then they go home, or they got a situation, they get on my nerves, I can't take it anymore, I don't know what to do, this is too much, they're bothering me. Every time I go home, I get, you know, the marriage is, you already know what the marriages are doing. Because you just read some counseling books and you already know what's going, what they're doing. It's the same stuff happening over and over. He don't listen to me. She don't clean the house. She don't put me before the kids. She don't put me before her mom or her daddy. Or, I'm always last. Blah, blah, blah. Like two little kids fighting. Instead of them sitting down with each other and being each other's counselor, they go to a counselor and pay all that big money when they don't even need to. See, if you marry a spiritual person, the other person can counsel you. But they have to take themselves out of the equation for a minute and just listen. But most people are so tied in, emotionally tied, that they can't think straight. They can't think right. It's not a joke, people. This is real. So the overarching patterns are at the cross. The horror show, the love story, the victory, time travel movies. You might say, well, how can the time travel movies be at the cross? Because God sent back his spirit and you're left here in his stead. God went back into time through you, through the Holy Spirit in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. There's your time travel movies. Everything happened at the cross. Well, I want to learn to invest. Well, you got to sacrifice some time and money and energy, and you got to sacrifice some time to learn, not just in putting the money in, but you got to learn something. I want to learn a new job, a new trade. You got to sacrifice. And then you get a job. I want this job. So then you get the job, and then you get mad because they're working you to death. Well, you wanted the job. You better enjoy it. It's what you want. You got what you wanted, so figure it out. Yeah, but my boss, they're your boss. You got to submit to the authority. Why? Because God is authority. He works through authority. There's an overarching pattern. You got to learn how to work with people that have different beliefs, different ideas, different personalities. What's the deal with that? Everybody's in their own little universe, and you're all interacting face-to-face, interfacing with each other. It's like a computer interface. So you're in different worlds, and you got to learn to bite your tongue. You got to learn to endure. You got to learn to zip the lip. You got to learn to be more understanding from the other person's perspective. What's that about? As the world turns, it's a turning machine. The 666 system is right in front of you because it's inside you, the flesh mind. But number 7's right in front of you too. It is finished. The gospel, the blood of his cross is encoded right in front of you. It's actually encoded in your body. Your thumb has the code in it. Moon, mints, blood, the thumb, the nail prints on the nail prints at the cross. Your body's a temple. Your body's a tent, walking around in a temple. Long story short, what am I trying to tell you? I'm trying to tell you some deep truth here. And the deep truth is, there's overarching patterns from the beginning, and you forget what those overarching patterns are. You know that the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun, so the sun goes up, goes down, up, down, up, down. What is that? That's the sine wave. That's the snake. And it's also the clock. So if something bad happens and you want to jump off the bridge, well, wait a minute. Tomorrow the sun's going to rise. Usually something bad happens right before the breakthrough. Let me say it again. Usually something bad happens right before the breakthrough. Let me say it one more time. I'm trying to train myself to be a motivational speaker. Usually something bad happens right before the breakthrough.
not usually, always. When anytime something bad happens, there's usually a breakthrough if you are willing to receive it. It's always there. It's just a matter of, can you accept it? Can you receive it? Are you ready for it? Because the sine wave is real. The up and down, sine wave, the ocean, it's happening all the time. Oh no, there's a storm. My house completely got destroyed. Well, you're getting ready to learn how to manage two houses, because you're going to have your backup from now on. You're not going to depend on one house anymore. You're going to have a camper or a tent or something. You're going to be ready next time. So I got to go in the store, but let me say this. If you go back and think about the overarching patterns in life, look at the ocean, the waves, look at the sun and the moon and the stars, and watch how it circuits around, and the seasons. The seasons are telling you that you have seasons in life, and you'll make it through to the other side. You'll make it through.